9:50, The Buzz. Good morning, everybody. You are tuned to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. I'm Edmund, your host for the next 2 hours, along with Larry Dive.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our producer, Jennifer. Good morning. And our numbers are 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Alltel cell phone, and these are free calls. And this morning's show is brought to you by Mindspring. And you can call Mindspring at 1-888-MSPRING or on the World Wide Web at www.mindspring.com. We're also brought to you by the Computer Exchange. They sell, buy, and trade new and pre-owned computer equipment. They're located in Raleigh on Six Forks Road across from North Hills Mall and in Cary in the Crossroads Shopping Center, the Computer Exchange. Also brought to you by Bell South Mobility, DCS, and you can call them at 1-888-327-2001 to get wireless for as low as $10 a month. And this show is also brought to you by New Horizon Computer Learning Center. They're offering the Triangle's largest selection of courses. And to register for the next Microsoft IT Career Night, call them at 1-800-567-4674. And we're also brought to you by Warp Computers, the place for all your computer needs. They're specializing in parts, networks, and total systems. They're at 2822 Capitol Boulevard in Raleigh, or you can call them at 872-1156. And we have a special, special treat for everybody this morning. With us in the studio is another part of the Dial family. Rebecca is here. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Oops, what's going on? Oh, there we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
And now say it.
Good morning.
There we go.
And
don't be shy.
Rebecca is going to talk to us about life in college and computing, how they go together. What do they do with computers? How do they use the computers?
How they bedevil their father through the years. You can't giggle the whole show.
No, that doesn't work.
It's not a visual medium.
It's not this kind of a show.
That's right.
You went to UNC, and they required you to head up. They didn't actually require to have a computer back.
This year is the first year that freshmen are required to have them. This upcoming year, 2000-2001.
So you just chose to have one.
It was highly recommended, and we got pretty good discounts on them.
The thing that I heard, and we heard here on the show the most, is that professors don't want you to bring the computer to class because they don't like the... Do you take yours to class?
No, because personally I can write my notes faster, and it's easier for me, and I like to see it. But I don't think that if I brought it, any of my professors would tell me to turn it off or to take it away.
Are there any kids, any students that bring their laptops and actually use them that way?
No. I think next year they will, because next year they're going to make, since they can require the freshmen to have them, they're going to make more computer integrated classrooms, and the professors, there are actually going to be like biology and computing classes, and they're going to integrate it more into the entire curriculum. So then you can bring it, and then it'll be a more integral part. But right now, since, I mean, the upperclassmen don't, most of them don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have computers, but they don't use them like my class does, and we don't use them like next year's class will. So
you don't know. You don't see kids sitting in class using computer to take notes.
Not in any of my classes, no.
That's very interesting. I wonder where this came from.
I think they might more in the sciences. I'm not in the science-related fields, but I would think that maybe they would.
Do you find what do the kids that don't have computers do? I mean, they didn't
beg the kids that do have them.
Are you serious?
We have a bunch of computers in the library, and a lot of people go to Davis Library all the time and use them. There's usually lines for them, So I know my good friend who doesn't have a laptop always borrows mine or somebody else's and takes it to the library with her to use it.
Why would you take it to the library?
Because you can sit in a carrel and use it. There are a lot of computers in the library, but there are also a lot of students at Chapel Hill.
No, but I mean, why wouldn't you use it in your room?
Oh, because it's quieter in the library. We live in a sorority house, so we go to the library. Like, in your room on campus, it's usually pretty quiet, and you just hook it into the Ethernet connection in your room, and you can get everything.
Oh, listen to this.
Well, this is wonderful.
They have one per bed, and we're going to have one per bed next year, too.
So
everybody wants it.
So you don't have to dial in to anywhere. You don't have to. You just plug it in
and double click on where you want to go.
And zip.
It's fast.
What happens when you come home and it's everything is slow?
You cry.
You know, it's not even Ethernet. It's fiber optic.
Yeah.
It's boom.
It's there.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's fast. That's the one thing I miss about moving off campus. People, you know, the little instant messenger, AOL instant messenger, everybody has that. And people that live on campus leave it on all the time. They have these little away messages, and it's like, I've gone to eat dinner, leave me a message, or just anything. They leave it on all the time. It's funny. But, I mean, because you can be on the computer and you can use your telephone. It's two completely separate things.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
What about, what's his name? The thing with MP3s.
Oh, Napster?
No. Napster.
Is Napster legal over there?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm really not good with MP3s. Everybody has them, but somebody told me, you know, you have to download the player and it takes up a lot of memory. I was like, I better not do that. My dad will get really mad. Because he deleted my D drive the other day, so.
Dad, so a long time ago.
Dad? He combined my C drive and D drive so I would have more memory or something like that. And
more hard drive.
Yeah.
Because they configured your machine wrong.
Dad, it's her machine.
She asked me to.
Well, because it came up, it said, your hard drive is out of space. And I was like, Dad.
You know why?
Because they make your D drive really small and your C drive really big, but then they it automatically saves everything to D.
They did it the other way around. In fact, they make a very small primary partition.
For the operating system, and that's where everything
goes. And that's where everything goes.
But that's where they save it.
And so it made no sense, because what you really want to do is reverse that. You want to she has a six. The specs on her machine are quite impressive. I mean, we bought her the better of the two laptop offerings last year. And it's even more impressive this year.
Listen to the proud daddy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I think the Killen and Becca was it. We participated together with a lot of other freshmen, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were a lot of.
There were a lot.
So the Carolina Computer Initiative program offered last year for students in laptops. The one that we bought was an IBM 600 series laptop, had a 13-inch screen, DVD drive, 128 mega RAM. These are all what it comes with. You don't order anything extra. A 366 Pentium 2 chip, 120 mega RAM, I said, and a 6 gig hard drive.
And 100 megabyte C partition.
And a C part and a 6 gig hard drive that was partitioned into a 2 gig and a 4 gig.
Mm-hmm.
4 gig for data. How much data do you think So when I saw it, I said, this is just nuts, and I wound up reformatting it. And unfortunately, one of her files was on there, and I thought we'd gotten it all off. And,
my checkbook file.
So she had to reconstruct her checkbook.
I have to do it all over again. But now it doesn't tell me that I'm out of memory. So
yeah, you've got a long way to go before that happens. You're tuned to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz, and our number is 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone. #50 on your Altel cell phone. So you don't play with the computer. You're really using it for what it was intended to.
I played a lot more when I was in the dorm and I had the Ethernet so that I could have the telephone and that going, and it didn't matter. Now we have one phone line for four girls, and we used to have three computers. Now we just have two. So I just get on and use it for what I need and get off. But I use I use my computer all the time.
How far from campus is the house?
Just a block up. It's just a block.
And they will not.
They're doing this summer. We're getting Ethernet, and they're hooking it up to the UNC network also. Okay. So we'll be on there next year.
Yeah, that's the key piece because that's where everything is happening that supports all these computers. Is the Wired University.
And you need to be, I mean, it's one thing to have Ethernet, but you need to be hooked up to the UNC network.
So what, here is that big, not big, full-featured machine. What do you use it for?
I get my email. I do all sorts of research online. You can get the reserves. A lot of professors will put things on reserve in the library.
Explain
like
the
readings. Mm-hmm. That you need to do that they it's too big or they didn't do a course pack and so you just don't have it or it's not in your book. So they put a copy of it in the library and you have to go and sign for it, give them your one card and they give it to you for an hour and you can read it or copy it or whatever. But you can also get it offline. They have reserves online. And so that makes it really easy. You don't have to go to the library and get it. You can do it.
You can download it?
Mm-hmm. It goes on, what's it, Acrobat Reader or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And and then you just print it off. I used to get my astronomy professor last semester put his old tests on reserve. And so I would just print them off. I would download them and print them off and study them for the exam. So,
and those people without a computer don't have the ability to do this unless they go to the library?
Right. They can just go to – I mean, you can still go to the library and get it physically, but it's so much easier not to have to walk to the library. Uh-huh. I mean, because most people wait until the last minute. Not me, of course. But, you know, it's dark out and you don't want to walk to the library.
I can turn his earphones off so he doesn't hear what we're talking about.
Listen, I'm very proud of her. She's done wonderfully well, so whatever.
Do you use it to submit papers to the, like when you do papers to the professors, do you print it out? And
I type papers all the time.
Email my
professors.
So that's how you do it today?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you...
Oh, I don't submit mine online.
You don't.
There are... UNC offers online courses that you... I'm not totally sure what they are. Both my roommates have them. You do all your... You download your lessons, print them out, study them, and then you email them back your papers and your exams. And I mean, there's no classroom. You never meet. You have they have discussion forums. You post.
So this is school.
Yeah, you get 3 hours credit for it.
But you still go to classes.
Not for the online courses.
So you can say
you have the option. You still pay per credit hour, and you get all your stuff online. You print it off. You have discussion forums. Like, one of my roommates is required that you post something once a week or something like that. And so you can read what other people write, and you post that, and you get your grade based on that, and you send your papers in. You just email them to your professor, and he posts the exam, and you do it and email it back, and it's due by, you know, Saturday at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be emailed, and you get a grade, and it counts, and you don't have to leave your room.
Wow.
then why even be in a room? So why not just...
Because you can only... right now, I think it's pretty limited on what you can take, and you can only take a certain number of hours online. But one of my roommates loves it. I mean, because you can do it on your own time. You do it when you have time. You don't have to get up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but it does away with all the social...
Well, I'm sure she finds time for that, too.
Which, I think that's probably why right now it's limited at how many hours online you can take.
Interesting.
And I do better in a classroom, I think, so I haven't taken any yet. But for people that learn better on their own anyway, I think it's really interesting.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you can sit and do it really at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't understand something, you go back and, you know, you can't tell the professor, can you repeat that, please?
Right.
No, here. You just...
Yeah.
A lot of kids with learning disabilities, not severe learning disabilities, but like ADD and stuff, they have more online classes that they take.
Very nice. Well, I mean, it'll get there somewhere, sometime. All right. Your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altel cell phone. And these are free calls. We pay for them. You just pick up the phone and call. If you have any questions to Rebecca about
computing in school.
Computing in school.
See, what I want people also to understand about my lovely daughter is that she's not a computer geek. She never was. And one of the things I actually want to ask her and for people to learn about is when you first went, I mean, you got your computer. They give them to you during the summer, correct?
Right. They have an orientation program before Carolina, and they had a class that you took.
And what do they teach you? Tell me how they got you into your own computer.
Well, they hand you a box, and people like me just look at it, and they're like, don't worry, you know, just hold on to it. And you go in, and you sit down. They tell you how to unwrap it so that you don't drop it on the ground and, you know, whatever. And so you open it up for the first time, and they walk you through it, like how to put your name in it. And you set up your email with them right there, and they walk around and help you. I don't really remember. I just remember being worried in the beginning that they were just going to hand me a box and send me home, which would be fine for me because I've got my dad. But, you know, most people, if you have a box with a brand new laptop, you don't know what to do with it. And so
obviously she doesn't know her dad.
Oh.
ask her mom.
Mommy.
Yeah.
I'm getting beat up again.
But I knew what I was doing before I came home. And I believe it was only like 2 hours was the class, and it flew by. I mean, we set up our email. They had to do this thing. You have to configure it or something. I don't know. But, yeah. I mean, we set it up so that it would work, and they showed us how to use it. And, you know, they told us basic rules, how to keep it nice, stuff like that.
And today, you don't find yourself having to call anybody at school, how do I do this, how do I do that? I mean, you're managing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't go online and mess around that much so that I download viruses. And I mean, I haven't had any problems.
I'm using the programs that are on the computer.
Oh, no, I haven't had any problems.
You showed me that card that you got when you...
Mm-hmm. They gave us this little laminated card, UNC Computing Resources, and on the other side it says UNC Student Life Resources, and it's a list of URLs, is that the word, URL addresses, that you can look at. They have the response center, which is help@unc.edu, and they also have a phone number that you call. And if you live on campus, they send a little computer geek over to help you when you're like, I don't know what to do.
Well, you just call them and they come over?
You call them and they come over.
Come to your room and
yeah.
They fix your stuff?
If you live on campus, they'll come to your room. I remember at one of the question things, some guy said, well, I live in an apartment. Will they come to me? And they were like, no. So you do have to live on campus. You can go to
the
I mean,
URL.
They will help you if you have a Carolina computer, but they won't come to your apartment off campus.
But they will help you over the phone.
Right, they'll help you over the phone, or you can bring it in.
Is there somebody, did you use that service?
No. I haven't had any problems.
Good.
I brought my computer in, plugged it into the wall, and it worked. People whose it didn't, they just come over and help you.
That's very nice.
I did.
That's very nice.
I used them once. What did I use
You
them
had
for?
Upgrade Office 97, remember?
Oh, yeah. I upgraded it, and it didn't work, and I called them, and they told me how to fix it.
Yeah, because they actually, part of this package, too, is not just hardware, but software. I mean, the machines come loaded
with
a bunch.
This is only if you have a computer that you got through the school?
Right.
If you bring one from home?
They'll help you with ones from home, but there's so many more things, that opportunities available if you bought it through them.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we got our laptops, they gave us Office 2000 and said, our network does not support this right now. This was last August. They said, you can install it in January and it'll be fine, or something like that. Maybe it was only 2 months afterwards. But they gave it to us, and so we installed it after that, and it was fine.
Everything is working.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
And they did, the printers that they sold us didn't work very well. Luckily, I only had a problem at the very end.
What was it?
It was the Lexmark.
Lexmark.
Which one?
The
3200.
Oh,
no, 5000. I don't know.
Okay.
But they sent out an email before spring break and said, we know these computers or these printers are bad, and if you come in and sign up in the student store, if you bought one from us, we're going to give you a new one.
Wow.
So I went in and signed up, and then last week it just stopped working. And, I mean, I hadn't gone to get my new one yet, but I had never had a problem. It goes offline all the time, and it was really annoying. So I brought in my printer and my student ID card, gave it to them, and they gave me a new printer. Just a brand-new box.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And they're Lexmark, right?
Very.
Mm-hmm. It's the same company, but they obviously knew that the ones they sold us before were not working.
And during the commercial, you said that many times you would go to the library to print?
Oh, yeah. The library printers are big old laser printers that print front and back. Or, I mean, they can, so it saves paper. They don't have to. And so if you have a long paper, I probably shouldn't say this.
Why not?
If you have a long paper, then most people go and print it out.
Why shouldn't you say it? I
mean, go use the university money.
Well, I mean,
yeah, you have to have a student ID.
That's true. Right, you have to have a student ID.
Excuse me. You're not using this the university
money. It's your money.
Daddy's money.
Daddy's money, yeah.
But I mean, it's an honor code violation if you go and print like 8 copies of the same thing. You can't print. You're on your honor to print one copy of what you need, and that's okay.
If you start using it to print out books,
right? If you print out books or multiple copies of something, then you have problems.
Absolutely.
But you can just, you know, a lot of people have computers and not printers, or their printer doesn't work, or, you know, for whatever reason, what we do if we take our laptop to the computer is you take a disk and you save it on the disk, and then you go over to one of the computers in the library and print it out.
Yeah. I was waiting for it to say a lot of students have computers but no printers. Others have printers but no computers.
Yeah.
They all get together.
And then we have a party and all our papers are done.
When you go to print at the library and you're using the printer, is it something like when at some offices you have to go and put your name in that you printed, and they know how many pages you printed? Or
no, in order to get on the computer, you have a login name and a password, and it's the same as your email password and login. It's your network thing, and then that gives you access to the computer.
Right,
and from there you can. It's like yours until you log out, and you can just print whatever.
What do you need to?
So I assume you're just on your honor not to print.
Yeah.
I guess if they catch you, there's not really a log of it. But then you have to make sure that you log out, and then it goes back to a screen, and then the next person comes up and puts it in, and it comes up.
Right. Viruses.
Mm-hmm.
That's an invitation to get a virus.
Yeah.
and you've had a few.
Oh, you did?
Right. So my roommate made a book last semester, a little poetry book, and she had printed off some of the poems to copy online or on the computers in the library. And apparently she got a virus off of one of those computers because she gave me the disk to use, and my little Norton thing came up and said that they would shut my computer down if I didn't try to fix it. And luckily it's step-by-step instructions on how to do it, and so it just cleaned it and deleted the ones that it couldn't clean. But she says she thought that it came from the online computers. Or
most likely.
On-campus computers.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean
Norton, and you know, I mean...
Use your...
What do you mean she's not a geek?
She's
smart. Well, it just pops up. It tells you put it in, and this big screen comes up and says, you have a problem.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Oh, the other day, this blue screen came up and said I had a fatal error, so I called Dad. That's not good, is it? And he was like, no... Not really.
Uh-oh.
Because she's still running 98. We're going to fix that this summer.
Okay, now, so you
oh, good.
You had a blue screen, you called that. Why didn't you call campus help?
Well, it says do Control-Alt-Delete to fix it or something, so I did that. And I just called him and I said, is that bad? And he was like, no, not really.
That happens.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Happens to all of us.
But, I mean, if it was a real problem that I needed, I would have called UNC, but just to ask that, I mean, because most of the people that work at the answering the phones are students.
Oh, and
they're the computer geeks. Right. And so, I mean, if you have a real problem, you call them. Luckily, if I just have a question, I can call Dad.
And hope that
he might know the answer.
He may know the answer.
I refer back to the geeks all the time.
And he calls Amnon.
That's right. We between a bunch of us. But it's nice to have. One of the things that I like about the whole program is that they do support it. I mean, they've got faculty and staff and students who are behind this program. So you can call up and get. I mean, I called up because we were looking into what are they going to do for next year? What are they going to do for upgrades? And the kids know.
I want a new computer. I want to bring my laptop back. Well, like in next year or something. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to bring it back with, you know, a little bit of extra money and get an upgrade. I don't know if they're going to do that.
Yeah, they're going to do that. That's what they're doing.
I think that would be cool.
Every 2 years is what I hear.
What do they do?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, see, this year now, for example, the major upgrade specs. For this year, the standard IBM top-of-the-line laptop that they're selling at UNC, and these are under $3,000 or right at $3,000 packages with printer, with software, with everything. And just like Rebecca's, except they have a Pentium 3 500 megahertz chip and a 12 gig hard drive. I mean, so they've doubled the hard drive space. So next year, she'll be able to take her 366 in and trade it in for a minimal amount of money.
What is? Do you have any idea what's that minimal?
I think it's supposed to be in the $100 to $200 range.
Wow.
And so
really?
Here it is, yeah. And they will give her the latest spec. And, of course, it behooves IBM to do this because, you know, they've got machines and they've got all this business. And
they're not losing.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sure they're not.
Right.
Ah.
Daddy's paying for it.
Well, I mean, the thing that I like about this whole program, I think that people who have students going to college this fall need to understand, is that places like Carolina now require computers. In fact, I think they require laptops. I'm not sure.
No, it's laptops.
Yeah, they require
laptops.
For next
year, it's laptops.
That means you have to buy one. That means you're eligible for financial aid. Mm-hmm. That was why they did it, so that anybody can afford it. You can. There are financing plans. All you got to do is go online to UNC, www.unc.edu, and go follow the Carolina Computer Initiative, and you'll find it out. I don't know about the other schools, but I know they soon will be, if not already, in the same kind of program. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is a young lady who, she wasn't a geek, and she's still not a geek, but she, over the year, I've seen her become more and more computer literate.
That's the word.
And,
that's what's important.
Yes.
Right.
And get real advantage, get real value out of the tool.
If you don't,
I mean, you
worthless.
See kids come from not knowing it, and now they use AOL, Instant Messenger all the time, MP3s, they type everything they have to do.
That's very nice. You know, this is because you go out to the real world, and you have to do it, not MP3s and AOL, but it's true. This is great that they require. I wish they required this in high school.
Maybe someday.
Except they can't give you financial aid in high school.
That's true.
That's the whole.
Yeah. But for kids to come into college, you had computer experience from before. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you had your hands on a computer
for
some time now. People that students that come in and don't know, I'm sure they're at a disadvantage. I mean, sure, they will learn and get better with it, but...
Well, starting next year when they require them, you have to... Right now they have, like, language placement exams, and you have to, if you can pay, or you take this test, and if you can place out of the Spanish or the language requirement, you don't have to take it. And they're going to have the same thing for computers, is there's going to be an exam. And if you place out of it, great. If you don't, you have to take a class so that you know how to use your laptop.
Very good.
Because they're not just going to hand you a laptop and let you go along.
They actually seem to be doing this right. I'm very impressed. I didn't know.
Well, I mean, they when you put your mind to it, you always do things right.
Well, I know that IBM as a company worked very hard and long on this program with UNC. Now, obviously they're making money out of it, and I'm not an IBMer, so you know that. But I think that the kind of equipment they've given them, or they're selling to them, and I will tell you that I think that they run right at about $3,000, the high-end laptop. And as they say, that's loaded. You couldn't touch that piece of equipment on the marketplace, even as an IBM employee, for under $700 more. I mean, it's an
And we have this, we have a computer store in our bookshop mm-hmm. in the top floor, and you can get software and anything you need, and it's cheaper than going out.
Yeah, but you need a student license. And they're right about that. You can buy, like, Office if you're a student or a faculty member, but you have to, you don't get a CD, you download it.
That's fine.
But you get it. I mean, so they really are making an effort to do this.
No, you go buy it in the student.
Well, you can also buy it, but it's a different price. You can get it really cheap by downloading it. It's like $57 or something.
Oh, you can buy that off the news groups.
Yeah.
And on that note, and your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our number is 860-0850, *850 on your Bell South Mobility DCS phone, #850 on your Altel cell phone, and these are free calls. And we are here in the studio talking with Rebecca about life on campus with computers. We were talking about laptops versus desktops.
Right.
Are there kids who brought desktops from home this year?
Yes.
And it works for them?
To an extent. My sorority big sis has a desktop, and every time she goes to the library, she begs somebody for their laptop to sit with them. And she just takes her disk and uses it at the computer so that it's quiet, or uses it at the library so that it's quiet, and then comes back and prints it off of her desktop. And she's been begging her dad for a laptop.
And obviously next year he's going to have to, huh?
No, only the freshmen are required next year. I mean, they're not making everybody buy them.
Okay.
They're just making the incoming freshman class from next year on have them.
I see. So she can still use her desktop.
Right.
So what negative points can you see in it? Think that you had a desktop.
Mm-hmm.
Not the laptop that you have.
Right.
What would you be, quote-unquote, suffering from?
You can't bring it anywhere.
But where do you take it?
I take it to the library. I take it wherever I go to study. I mean, sometimes we just go to Starbucks or Barnes & Noble and study. We take it. If I go out of town, I take it with me. I just spent a week with my sister in Chicago. I brought it with me. To do papers. You never know when or where a computer will be available. And I actually played with it on the plane, played solitaire on the plane. But, if I was so inclined, I could have actually done work on the plane. But I had 3 exams that day, so I didn't. But, I mean, I have this really cool math program on mine that helps me in my geometry class. And so I can do that anywhere. And I don't have to. I mean, it makes everything more portable, and you can do your work anywhere and however you need to.
Mm-hmm. So you, I mean, if dad came and said, look, I'm taking the desktop, the laptop here is a desktop, it'll be a punch somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll come to the show the next week with a black eye.
Yeah. I mean, if I didn't have the laptop now, it wouldn't be as bad if I started out with the desktop. But as everybody else is getting laptops and you see how much easier it is and...
And that's what we're trying to do, make it easier. Yeah. Them, right?
And ubiquitous, everywhere, right?
And they're lighter, and it makes it so much easier.
This is very nice. When you take, like when you took it with you when you travel, you also check your email?
Yeah. You can't, or I guess you can, but I haven't figured out how yet. When I'm at school, I have a dial-up. And I can just double-click, you know, it dials up, then I'm on the Internet, and then I just double-click on Microsoft email, or what do I use? Outlook.
Yeah.
When I'm at, I guess that would work anywhere I go if I have a dial-up. Mm-hmm. If I'm on somebody else's computer, I just get on Internet Explorer and go to telnet.unc.edu, and it comes up, it's Pine.
Right.
Which drives me up the wall because you can't really get anything.
That's how people used to do it with a shell, yeah.
But, I mean, people that don't have their own computers or don't go to the on campus to do it, you can check your email from anywhere.
So you can use Pine.
Right. I mean, you can't see pictures or anything, but you can see Pine from anybody else's computer. All you need is some sort of way to get on the Internet, AOL, Netscape, Internet Explorer.
And the nice thing, it doesn't download your email. It stays there. So then when you go to, when you go back to school, you probably get all that email
right.
coming.
Right. Unless you expunge them, you get it all back.
Expunge.
It asks you. Expunge. We got, apparently a lot of people weren't deleting their emails, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they delete them, but they'd stay forever.
Right.
So we got a email one time from the computer people saying that if you don't start expunging your emails, you're not going to be able to get any ever because the entire network is going to clog up.
Yep. Absolutely. People just build up and build up and build up. Yep.
People have like thousands of deleted emails that they just never got rid of.
They deleted on the local machine, but not from the
server.
Server.
So now it asks you every time you log off, do you want to expunge them?
Very
and
nice.
So if you say yes, then we can continue getting email at you can see.
All right. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2000 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Our numbers again, 860-0850, star 850 on your Bell cell phone, available to DCS phone, pound 850 on your Altos cell phone. And these are free calls. We pay for them. Somebody's taking advantage of it.
All right.
Let's talk to Randy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Randy.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too. You have a question.
Yes, I was just tuned in a few minutes ago, and I heard the young lady who's a college student.
Rebecca.
Rebecca, speaking about using a laptop.
Right.
And I was just wondering if she recommended any, like, accessories, like a specialized backpack or docking station, anything like that that students use.
We were given a lot of options to buy with our laptop. I got the backpack and it's padded so that I can take it. I would definitely get something to take your laptop in, like a backpack or a briefcase or something like that. I also got an external mouse for when I'm in my room. It's a lot easier to use than the little thing. Did I get anything else?
Just a printer. I mean, the printer comes with it. I mean, you could buy the printer and the whole package. There's a student package that has all that.
Randy, what did you have in mind, I mean, as far as accessories? What were you wondering about?
Well, I was just wondering about if students use a docking station and an external monitor and keyboard or, you know, if that's just going to be too much
for
a small room.
No, I wouldn't worry about that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we plug in our laptops to the wall so that the battery doesn't run out. And then the only extra thing that anybody got was a mouse, just because it's easier. But my screen is just as big as a big monitor.
Right.
So, and the keyboard is not that much smaller. And it has more memory than a lot of regular computers anyway, so.
And you're using a ThinkPad?
Yeah, 600 ThinkPad.
Uh-huh.
That's the IBM standard for Carolina.
Right. Okay. I was just wondering if they offered any, like, specialized training for students, you know, on maybe some specialized programs that might be on the computer.
Mm-hmm. They offer all sorts of tutorials that you can do on the computer to learn anything you want to. They teach you the Java or whatever on the computer. They offer a whole bunch of workshops and classes that you can take through the school computer thing, Computer Initiative. And they're also, next year when freshmen are required to, they're going to offer a broader range of classes that actually have course credit.
Okay. Are those offered no charge to the student?
Well, you would take it. The ones through Computer Initiative are free if you have, or if you're through.
If you bought a computer.
Right, if you bought a computer.
Right.
The ones that'll be for course credit, you'll use part of your tuition money for that. I mean, you'll take it just as a regular class.
Okay. And are you like a student counselor to 8 other students that use laptops?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just Larry's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's not even a geek. She did this all on her own.
Well, that's great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're
sure.
Welcome.
Appreciate the information.
Thanks
sure.
for calling, Randy. Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. 860-0850. Let's go real quick and talk to Tony and Raleigh. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Happy Easter to everybody.
Happy Easter.
I have a question. I keep getting an error message when I go to print something. It says an error writing to my LPT-1.
Okay.
Any
that,
idea?
That either there's something wrong with the port itself, or there's a problem with the cable, or there's a problem with the printer. Did it ever work?
Yeah, it worked, and this happens quite often. Well, it happens.
Oh, and then you retry, and it works?
Well, I go in, and I mess with a bunch of things, and sometimes it works.
What things?
Just I go into, my properties and go in and mess with some things. I really don't know actually how I've gotten it to work in the past, but this is about the third or fourth time it's happened.
Well, it'll be nice if next time when it's happening, if you call me and you tell me what you're doing, then I'll be able to help you probably better.
Okay, I have it up on the screen now.
But we need to go. What? No. I want you to tell me what you're actually messing with, and figure out what you're messing with that fixes it. I'll probably be able to help you. But we need to get off the air now to go to a commercial. So
okay.
that's not enough time to go into that. But feel free to call me during the week when it happens. 852-2121.
21.
Yep, and I'll be more than glad to help you then.
Okay, I appreciate it. Have a good
sure.
day.
You do the same, and thanks for calling 850 The Buzz. And your calls are coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz.